You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor David Pate.
We're going to be talking about waste today. We're going to be talking about waste. Have you ever looked at something and thought, what a waste? You ever looked at something and thought, what a waste? Maybe in your own life or in someone else's life, a situation, something you were going through, a decision. Have you ever looked at something someone else was doing and thought, man, what a waste in their life? Because I saw something in the news the other day, and it really kind of got me going on this thought. This guy went out and bought, and I wrote down the name of the car because I'd never heard of it, a sports car called a McLaren 720S. A McLaren 720S. And it is a $300,000 sports car. A $300,000 sports car. That in and of itself seemed like a waste in my mind. But that's not the worst part. The second day he had it, he was going a little fast, and he wrapped it around a tree, and the news report said pieces of the car were everywhere. Good news is he got out of it with just bumps and bruises and scrapes. But in my mind, two things. You bought a $300,000 sports car, and then you wrecked it the next day. In my mind, that right there is the definition of what a waste. What a waste. Whenever I drive downtown in Hot Springs and I see these old buildings, I think about what they must have been and what they no longer are, in my mind, I'm thinking, what a waste. Anytime I drive past a casino and I see people in the parking lot spending their hard-earned dollars, like giving it away, I think in my mind, what a waste. Or this Fortnite craze. I don't know how many of you know about this Fortnite craze. It's a video game you can get on your phone. You can get it on your deal. But there are people that have multi-thousand-dollar accounts spending on a video game, on skins and in-app purchases. And if you don't know anything about that, that's okay. But some people in this room do. And multi-thousand dollars on a video game? Are what a waste. Another thing is this new app that they have out on our cell phones called Screen Time. Anybody discovered this new app? If you update your iPhone, it comes with it. But what it does is it tells you how much time you're spending on this thing right here. And it breaks it down. It tells you how many times a day you pick it up. I mean, it really breaks it down. What gets me is it'll rank what you spend the most time doing on your phone. And what got me was when the Bible app was down at like number 12 or 13. And other apps were way above that in the amount of time. But you know, I look at this Screen Time app and I think in my mind, what a waste of time. You see someone get a big inheritance or a tax break or a bonus, and they spend it on all these depreciable items and have nothing to show for it. What a waste. You see your favorite sports team underachieve or miss a foul ball when they're going for a national championship, and woo pig, you think, what a waste in your mind. But how many adults have we heard, or how many of us as adults have said, you know what, I wished when I was younger, or I wished when I was a kid, I would have, right? How many of us as adults have said that, or how many kids have heard adults say that, I wish when I was your age, I wish that I would have, I wish that I would have done that. You know, I feel like I wasted some of my youth, and I love our youth group. One of the themes that Josh and Sarah do with our youth group is their theme is never too young. You're never too young to start doing this. You're never too young to do what God has called you to do. But wasted moments, they get us. Wasted moments, they get us. Lack of character or addictions or whatever, these wasted moments, they get us. And then when we realize that we've wasted something, the next feelings that we have are guilt, or shame or regret or hopelessness, or maybe it leads to depression and all is lost in our mind, or all is over, or what's the use, or it doesn't matter anymore. I messed up too much. And our title today is What a Waste. Our title today is What a Waste. And the theme verse that I wanted to use was Joel 2:25. It says, the Lord says, I will give you back what you lost. In Joel 2:25, God was telling his people, I know that you have wasted some things, but I will give you back what you lost. He said, I will give you back the things that you've lost to the swarming locusts, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the cutting locust. And if you read this verse, in case you haven't figured it out, a lot of locusts had done a lot of damage. Oh, I didn't know there was this many types of loci or locusi or whatever the plural version is. But two things had happened right here in Joel chapter 2, or in all the prophet Joel. Two things that happened is they had a major drought, and then the locust came and stripped everything off of the land. And when you research and when you look at what happened to Joel, what had happened was the people had fell into sin. And it was actually punishment for sin and what they had gone through. And the prophet Joel challenges them and he says, repent. And he doesn't give the specific sin of what they need to repent from. Regardless, it does not matter. They needed to repent. And he said, if you will repent, I will give you back what was stolen from you. I will give you back all that was going on. But when you study this, you think in your mind, what a waste that all of this happened, all the time that they wasted, all the time that they had lost bringing this on to their lives. And as you look at all that was lost from the drought, you think, what a waste. But God said in Joel 2:25, I will give you back. You don't deserve it. You didn't earn it. But if you will repent, I will give you back what was taken from you. And in my mind, there are two types of waste. In my mind, there's two types of waste. There's waste that we cause, like that happened here in Joel. And then sometimes there's waste that we didn't cause. There's things that happen that from no fault of our own, this circumstance happened, this thing happened, life happens, the fallen worldness happens, and waste is caused. And I want to look at the two types of these, and then I want to minister the heart of what I want to talk about here today. In the first one, the waste that we cause. Sometimes the waste in our life is our fault. Decisions we make, sin, laziness, an undisciplined area, financial waste, physical waste in our lives from an undisciplined life, our eating habits, our lack of exercise, professional waste. And I think a classic biblical example of waste where it was his own fault is the story of Samson. When you look at Samson, the Philistine, in Judges chapter 13 through 16, and I want to encourage you to go back and really study and look at Samson's life. But you know, when you read this story, God had given Samson this unbelievable strength. God had told him, don't cut your hair and don't drink alcohol, and I will make you the strongest person ever in the world. I mean, Samson, he was the first superhero. I mean, he was the first Avengers. You know, we watch these movies, but Samson was that. I mean, he took the jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000 men, military men. 1,000 men with a jaw. You ever seen a jawbone of a donkey? It looks like a boomerang. I mean, he took the jawbone of it and 1,000 men, not one guy, not two guys. 1,000 men in one moment, one day, one period of time. I mean, that is unbelievable. He was awesome, but he had this character issue. He was awesome, but he had this itch that this issue with the ladies that he could not get under control. And finally, he gets in a relationship with this woman named Delilah, and she was actually out to get him, figure out his strength. And she does. She gets him to cut his hair, or she cuts his hair. And then all of a sudden, his strength is lost. He's captured. His eyes are gouged out. He is put in prison. And here is this guy that once was the strongest man in the world, that was literally invincible, and he wasted it. What? I look at the story of Samson, and in my mind, my thought is, what a waste. What a waste. And maybe you're sitting here today and you identify with Samson. You identify with the decisions that we have made that have caused massive waste, time wasted, jobs wasted, life moments wasted. And as you look back, you think, you know what? I identify with Samson. I've let a character lapse. I've let an issue waste my life. And sometimes I look in the mirror and I think, there is no hope. There is no use. But the coolest thing about Samson's story is not the waste. The coolest thing about Samson's story is the very end, where God gave him back what he lost. God did just what he did in Joel 2:25. In fact, when you read the Bible, God is constantly doing that. God is constantly giving people. He's giving us back what we have lost. He's given a second chance. He is constantly doing that. And it says, when he was blind, Samson prayed, God, give me strength again. Give me strength again so I can be used by you in the same way that I was before. Now, obviously, his eyes were gone. Obviously, he will never get that back. Obviously, there are consequences for the decisions that we make. But God is in the restoration business. And God restored Samson's eyes, and he had someone lead him. He had a boy lead him to the pillars of this camp where he was imprisoned with all these Philistines, and his strength returned to him. His sight did not, but his strength returned to him, and he pushed down these pillars, and it says in there, it's recorded, that he defeated more Philistines in his last moment than all of his previous moments added together. So Samson's greatest moment was after his worst moment. See, the thing that looks like what a waste, God still used him. See, if you're here today and you feel like you've wasted things, you've got to know that God wants to restore you. God wants to restore you. The second type of waste is the waste that is our fault. I'm sorry, the waste that isn't our fault. That maybe going through a difficult time and you didn't have anything to do with it. Maybe abuse, neglect. I mean, we hear things, man, so many stories when you sit down with people and you hear the abuse that they had as a child or the abuse that they had in a relationship. And you hear health struggles that weren't their fault, you know, or maybe just life seems wasted because it's boring or someone else's issue has taken you out at school or whatever, but you're going through a frustrating time. In fact, you might label it that you're going through hell, and it isn't your fault. Sometimes that happens, and when you're going through these times, it seems like, what a waste. We think to ourselves, this is meaningless. This is frustrating. Where is this taking me in my life? Why am I here, right? Have you ever asked yourself that? Why am I here? I should be somewhere else, with someone else, or I wish I was somewhere else. But you find yourself trying to figure out financially, how could I make it in another way? See, so many examples we could look at here. Joseph, Job, Esther, David, Rahab, Rahab, may have needed rehab. But you know, you look at life. I did that on purpose. That was, you know, you got to slide in those mishap jokes. All great speakers do things like that. But the one that I wanted to point out is Joseph in Genesis chapter 37 all the way to the end of Genesis. I want to encourage you. I feel like we've taught on that a lot in this last year. But I want to encourage you to go back and look at that. But Joseph is sold into slavery by his brothers because of their issues and what they had. He does the right thing in slavery, thrown into prison, and then he is made VP of the entire world. Wow, that's a great career path. You know, a lot of things that he went through, in my mind, looks like waste. Joseph sitting in prison, Joseph sitting in slavery, working hard, doing the right thing. How could God use what he's going through? But God does. And God takes this thing that wasn't his fault, promotes him, and sets him up on an amazing path. And in my examples today, I'm going to bounce back and forth between these two things. Things that we cause and things that we don't cause. But here's what I want to communicate today. If you're taking notes, present frustration might be a setup for future use. If you're sitting here today and you're going through a difficult time, you caused it, maybe you didn't cause it, whatever. Present frustration might be a setup for future use. The thing that you're going through right now may be the very thing that God is going to use to make you. Because God is not a God of waste. We are. We waste. But God is not a God of waste. God does not know how to waste. See, God recycles what has been wasted. God fixes what has been broken. In fact, God is the great recycler. I know, like, today in our day and time, we feel really good about ourselves recycling. You know, I know that we're like, we feel really good, but God is way better than us. God knows how to take what is wasted. God knows how to take what is broken, and he knows how to restore it. See, God is better than us. See, wasted things seem like a setback. Wasted things seem like a setback, but God will always use setbacks as setups. In our lives, God will always use setbacks as setups. He didn't cause it. He hates it, but he will use it. And God is the cause of our restoration. God is not the cause of our pain. Sometimes we look in the mirror, sometimes we look at our lives, and we think, God, why did you cause this? But that's not God. God is not the cause of our pain. God is the cause of our restoration. In fact, perfection is not God's promise in this fallen world. Restoration is God's promise. Perfection is not God's promise in this fallen world. Restoration is God's promise. Jesus came to restore us. See, God restores things. He doesn't break them. God restores things. Sometimes we break them. But God restores things. He doesn't break them. See, I'm not mad at the electrician when the light is broken. No, I don't run from the electrician when the light is broken. I run to the electrician when the light is broken. And I'm not mad at it. I need him to fix it. See, the plumber did not cause the broken pipe. The fallenness of this world caused the broken pipe. And he is the one that fixes it. See, our start doesn't decide our finish. And our start doesn't stop our finish. Our start is in our past. Our finish is in our future. Our start is over, but our finish is yet to come. And that thing that seems wasted, God wants to turn it around, because that's what God does. God does turnarounds. God doesn't do waste. That's not a setback. See, we look at it and we see setback, but God looks at it and he sees set up. It seems like such a waste, but here's the key, and here's the thing that I want us to get into our hearts today, is we have to give it to him. No matter if we caused it. Samson had to give it to him. He caused it, and he had to give it to him. Joel was telling him, give it to him. You caused it, but you got to give it to him. See, these things even that we didn't cause, and I think maybe those are the ones that we hold on to the most, because we didn't cause it. But if we hold on to it, he can't have it, because we have it. You know, church, life can be messy. Life can be muddy. But God wants to turn that mess into something amazing. But we have to let it go. We can't hold on to it, because he can't take it if we have it. Our part in this thing is we have to let go and let God. Our part in this thing is we have to let go and let God be God and do what God does. See, it could have been waste with Joseph and Samson. Joseph could have let it wait. He could have sat in slavery and wasted away. Samson could have sat in that prison and wasted away. It could have been waste. Everything we've gone through can be waste if we don't give it to God and let him fix it. If we don't let him heal it. If we don't change, the decisions we've made can waste our life. If we won't change. See, Jesus said, go and sin no more. Freedom is an option, but it's not mandatory. Freedom is an option, but we have to choose it. See, God is ready and waiting and able to turn our situation around. Paul Kern, he said, I've heard him say this several times. He said, God will never waste your adversities if you'll let him. And knowing Paul and his testimony, that's saying a lot. If you know Paul's life and his testimony, you know, he's not just saying a cute little saying. Knowing Pastor Paul's testimony, God will never waste your adversities if you'll let him. But it's up to us what this thing will turn into, a wasted moment or a big opportunity. See, this was Joseph's defining moment. This was Job's defining moment. This was Samson's defining moment. This was Esther's defining moment. But it didn't have to be. It could have been a waste. And I wrote some things down that I think we need to tell ourselves. I wrote some things down that I think we need to tell ourselves, no matter if we're the one that caused it or we're the one that didn't cause it in our lives. I wrote down just a few things that I think today we need to tell ourselves. The first thing we need to tell ourselves is this didn't catch God by surprise. This didn't, even if it was our decision, it didn't surprise God. This didn't catch God by surprise. Just because it caught us by surprise didn't mean it caught him off guard. He's got us. He's got us, even though we don't have us. He's got us. And this doesn't change or stop his plan for our lives. See, we got to tell ourselves, we got to remind ourselves that this didn't surprise God, even though it surprised us. This didn't surprise God. Another thing that we need to tell ourselves is God's going to make it good. God will make it good. God will make it good. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for good. He doesn't cause everything, but he causes everything to work together for good for those who love and are called according to his purpose. See, God will use this. He doesn't like it, but he will use it. Once again, it looks like a setback, but God will turn it to good. He will use it if we'll let him. Another one, we got to tell ourselves, God's preparing me for something. God is preparing me for something. See, Samson had to tell himself, God is preparing me for something. I know I caused this stupid thing, but God is preparing me for something big. We have to know. See, Samson had to know his biggest moments were not behind him, even though he ruined some things, that God can still use him now and in the future. See, God is preparing me for something. God is going to use this. I can't see it. I don't understand it. I don't like it. I'm frustrated. But God is going to use it. And I think we can see that in James chapter 1 where it says, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials. Because what do trials do? They produce something, right? They produce perseverance. They prepare us for perseverance to be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You know, if we don't go through things, we'll lack stuff. We'll lack stuff. But God is preparing us for something. Two more things that I think we need to tell ourselves. The fourth one is we got to tell ourselves to keep going. If we didn't cause it, we got to keep going. Or if we did cause it, we got to change. We got to keep going or we got to change. See, if our waste isn't our fault, then we got to keep going. There's only two options in life, quit or keep going. And if our waste is our fault, then we got to change. We got to stop doing some of those things that are causing this waste in our life. And the last one that we got to tell ourselves is, and this is our favorite one, is it's going to take time. It's going to take time. This is our favorite. It's not really our favorite. That's sarcasm. This is not really our favorite one. It's going to take time. And time is that thing that we hate because it takes time. How much time? That's the part that we hate. We don't know. But it's going to take time. I don't know about you, but I'm always ready right now. I'm always ready right now. But in time, we will see the waste turn into use. God takes every waste and he makes it beautiful over time. He takes every wound and he heals it. And then he takes that scar and he makes it pretty over time. See, over time, God took Joseph where he wanted him to go. Over time. See, we read Job. I want to encourage you to read Job. But the thing is, when we read Job, we read it very fast. For Job, it was not that fast. He sat there with no family, no home. He sat there, finances in his physical health, and he just sat there. You know, it boils all over his body. He just sat there. And this was time. This was time. You know, for Job to preach this sermon in the middle of that, you know, would be crazy. It's going to take time. But every day is a step in the right direction. Every day is a step in the right direction. Let's bring this together. The biggest question that we're always asking when we see waste in our lives is, why did we have to go through that? And sometimes there is no answer, but God won't waste it. Sometimes there is no answer, but God won't waste it. It's easy to wallow in self-pity and anger and frustration and think, what a waste. But what I want us to look at as we end is doing what David did in 1 Samuel 30, chapter 6. And I want to read this verse to you of what David did, because I think this is the key to everything today. In 1 Samuel 36, it says, David was in great danger because all his men were very bitter about losing their sons and daughters, and they began to talk of stoning him. But David found his strength in the Lord. David found his strength in the Lord. And whenever you look at this situation here, David's men had been out fighting a war and protecting their families, only to come back from the war to see that their families and their homes and their kids, everything had been ransacked and taken away. And this was a very frustrating moment for David, and his men started to turn on him, and they were mad because all of this was, why were they fighting? Only to come home and see everything wasted. What a waste. And they were starting to turn on him. And David only knew to do one thing, and it was to find strength in the Lord. If right now you feel like you're going through a very wasteful time, maybe you caused that. Maybe you're beating yourself up every day because of what you did and the divorce that it caused, or the rift that it caused with these people, or the job that you lost because, I mean, we could go on and try and name everybody's example in here. Maybe you're going through a health crisis, and maybe it's very, very frustrating. But here's what we all have to know in here is there is a place in the Lord that we can find strength in him, and we can tell ourselves, God is preparing me for something. God is going to use this. It didn't catch him off guard. And over time, God is going to take me to another level. Why? Because I know he's faithful. Why? Because I know his word. Why? Because I've seen it in other people. Why? Because I know that God is not a liar. But we have to find in these moments strength in the Lord. See, there's no strength in our guilt. There's no strength in beating ourselves up. There's no strength in our self-pity, in our unforgiveness, in our situation. There's no strength in ourself. There's no strength in quitting. There is only strength in the Lord. And if you're here today and you feel like what you're doing or what you're going through is a waste, you need to know that God doesn't waste. God doesn't waste. He only sets up something bigger in our lives. It's very easy driving around to look around and say, what a waste, what a waste. But God is wanting to take those wastes, recycle them, rebuild them, refix them, re-up them, because our greatest days are not behind us. Our greatest days are yet to come. And our greatest days are coming in the future. If we're still here, it's because God is still setting us up for something big. Did y'all get something out of this? Amen. Let's stand here this morning. Pray over our week. God, we thank you for each and every veteran that is in this room. God, I thank you that their service was not wasted on this nation. God, I thank you that they sacrificed, that they gave of their time, their family, some their health, God, so that we might be free. God, freedom isn't free. God, I thank you that you are not a God of waste, that you are a God of turnarounds. You're a God of fixing. You're a God of recycling. And God, we give our frustrating moments to you. God, we give our bad decisions to you. And God, we know that in time, you're gonna turn them around. You're going to grow them. And God, we don't hold on to them here today. We give them to you. God, we ask that you would take us, break us, and make us so that we can be a church that goes out and is a light to this dark world. God, that we're a church that is a light to this community, that we're a light everywhere we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to the CMC podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.